For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. A top Chinese military official has lashed out at the U.S. and Japan, saying China opposes their assertive military alliance emerging in the Asia-Pacific region. Wang Guangzhong, Deputy Chief of General Staff for the Chinese People's Liberation Army, made the comments at an international security conference in Singapore. His comments came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's speech at the Shangri-La Dialogue. Hagel criticized China as being the one taking unilateral actions on the South China Sea and said the United States will maintain its leadership in the Asia-Pacific region and defend the interests of its allies. The Chinese military officer underlies that no dispute or incidents have been initiated by China on sovereign and maritime issues. At least 14 people have been killed in a bomb attack in northeast Nigeria at a bar where people were watching a football match on TV. The attack took place in the town of Mubi in Adamawa State, close to the border with Cameroon. Adamawa is one of the three states that have been placed under emergency rule because of an insurgency waged by Boko Haram militants. The Islamist group has been in the international spotlight after its recent abduction of more than 200 girls from a school in northern Nigeria. No one's claimed responsibility for the bombing. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the release of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl may open up lines of communication with the Taliban. The sergeant was handed to U.S. forces in Afghanistan over the weekend after the U.S. agreed to release five Guantanamo Bay detainees. Meantime, Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar has issued a rare public statement hailing the exchange. The Afghan government, which was not informed of the deal until after the exchange had taken place, has condemned it as a breach of international law. An estimated 3,500 migrants have been intercepted by Italian Navy patrol ships off the coast of Sicily. The Italian Coast Guard's released video that shows part of the naval operation that took place in the Mediterranean Sea. Two ships carrying 307 Syrian migrants were stopped on Friday, approximately 170 kilometers off the coast of Lampedusa Island. Another fishing boat carrying 210 migrants from Eritrea and Tunisia was intercepted on Saturday, about 48 kilometers off the southern Sicilian coast. The Kenyan president has called for unity as Kenya celebrates its 51st anniversary of self-rule. Uhuru Kenyatta says unity is needed now more than ever before. He said that during Independence Day celebrations in the capital, Nairobi. Kenyatta also stressed the importance of boosting national security in order to defend the country from terrorists, thieves, and poachers. Kenyatta announced that his government was introducing CCTV cameras around the country and internet connectivity at border points. Russian lawmakers have broadened the country's anti-smoking law first enacted a year ago. Smoking's been completely banned in cafes, restaurants, and on railway platforms. Over the past 12 months, these locations had been allowed to set aside special rooms for smokers. Russia's health ministry says tobacco use has dropped by at least 16% since the initial law was enacted last June, and tobacco production has dropped as well. However, it's believed that more than half of all Russian adults are smokers, and the habit's responsible for about 400,000 deaths in the country each year. Volcanic ash has forced the cancellation of all flights between Bali, Indonesia, and Perth, Australia. A volcano on Indonesia's island of Sumbawa erupted on Friday. The major plume affecting Australian airspace swept southeast over the west side of the country's Northern Territory, reaching as far south as the community of Alice Springs. At least a dozen flights were cancelled Sunday, and at least six more today. Flights to and from Darwin, Australia, were cancelled over the weekend, but have resumed as of Monday. And China's food safety watchdog has renewed the licenses for 82 Chinese baby formula companies for 3 years. The licenses are the first since China adopted tougher industry standards about 6 months ago after a series of food quality scandals rocked the sector. French food giant Danone's local unit, Dumex, is also on the list. Nationwide, 51 producers failed to renew their licenses or applied delay reapplications. Under the new rule, infant formula producers need to register product formula, packaging and labeling with food and drug administrations. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.